This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
But on TV, I do a bunch. I don't, however, do many politicians because they're all boring. House Freedom Caucus members, for the most part, can come on the show. Ken Buck has been on my show. It's been a long time, but he's been on my show. But Ken Buck, he's been revealing himself lately, and I officially have suspicions. You see, this is from Colorado News Online. And before I read this, I just want you to keep in mind, January 6th political prisoners, they're not just going to prison for decades for nonviolent crimes, which is way over the top. It's not something that's applied to anyone else in this country except for them. Four of them, by my count, to this date, have killed themselves because of these ridiculous charges. The last one was a young man. I guess I can give his name. His name is George Meacham from a wonderful family. And he had four misdemeanors. They were coming after him with 19-year-old young man just killed himself because they were going to try to throw the book at him. What has happened? I don't care what you think about January 6th. Really doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. What is happening to these people is a disgusting injustice. Unbelievable injustice. And this is what Ken Buck had to say to the Republicans in Colorado. There's a significant misinformation proliferated on the internet about the status of the January 6th defendants, and I assume the internet rumors are a source for much of the incorrect information contained in the letter. I hope this response will help clarify the situation that you will cease disseminating false information. This is in September 1st, Ken Buck read this. It is sad that Republican leaders are misdirecting their energy and resources of Republican activists at a time when this country is facing crisis after crisis as a result of the failed policies of the Biden administration. The Republican Party shouldn't be wasting any time or effort on the political prisoners who are losing their lives, their wives, their jobs, their freedom. They're being trampled underfoot, no different than Stalin loading a political opponent on a train car and shipping him off to a gulag in Siberia. Just because our gulag happens to be a federal prison in Atlanta or Fort Leavenworth doesn't change the reality of what's happening on the ground. But maybe you thought, Jesse, that's not that bad. Well, I want you to listen to this. Now, before you listen to this, I just want to remind you, and this is off the top of my head. I didn't even write anything down. Just off the top of my head, what we've seen from the Federal Bureau of Investigation in just the last, what, 6-7 years? Let's see. They spied on Donald Trump's presidential campaign when he was running to be president the first time against Hillary. They lied on a FISA warrant application so the FISA court would continue allowing them to illegally spy on Donald Trump's campaign. They have assigned terrorist designations to angry school board moms who got too loud about CRT being taught in schools. They have kicked in the door and sent SWAT teams to the homes of peaceful pro-lifer after peaceful pro-lifer again and again and again. The Federal Bureau of Investigation took possession of Hunter Biden's laptop in 2019 and tried to cover up the crimes that were on it to keep from investigating it. And then when they found out a news outlet, the New York Post, was about to publish an article on it, they then ran to social media companies and told them to censor the information. This is a very, very brief list of FBI crimes that have been committed in the last 6 or 7 years. Now I'm going to play for you the audio of Ken Buck as he sits there with his opportunity to interrogate Christopher Wray, the head of the FBI.
I want to thank you for leading an agency, as you mentioned in your opening statement, that protects Americans from foreign terrorists, that an agency that protects Americans from spies from China and Russia, and cybercrime and public corruption and organized crime and drug cartels and human traffickers and white-collar criminals. And I want to thank you and the FBI for protecting law-abiding Americans from the evil that exists all around us. And frankly, I am not in favor of defunding the FBI, nor am I in favor of splitting up the FBI, nor am I in favor of using the Holman rule for the FBI director.
I believe Ken Buck is compromised. I believe that Ken Buck has a file on him held by either the FBI directly or by somebody in Washington, D.C., and I believe they have incriminating evidence against Ken Buck showing him either committing crimes or doing something else that would be very damaging to him if it came to light, whatever that may be. No, Chris, did I say he was skiing? I didn't say that, did I? I didn't say that. I didn't say that. I don't know what it is, but I'm serious. And this is just a theory. I believe Ken Buck of Colorado is compromised. And you know why I say that? Because you've never heard me say that ever about a politician, have you? The reason I say that is this. This doesn't make sense. Even squishy losers in the GOP. Chris, I want you to pull up that Ken Buck audio again. Play it when I call for it in a second. Even the most squishy loser you can find in the GOP, you can't find them making statements like Ken Buck now routinely makes in defense of the secret state police agency. You can't find for me, I don't care how long you dig, I know because I dug looking for it, even if you find a comment here or there, you can't find Mitt Romney saying anything even close to this.
I want to thank you for leading an agency, as you mentioned in your opening statement, that protects Americans from foreign terrorists, that an agency that protects Americans from spies from China and Russia, and cybercrime and public corruption and organized crime and drug cartels and human traffickers and white-collar criminals. And I want to thank you and the FBI for protecting law-abiding Americans from the evil that exists all around us. And frankly, I am not in favor of defunding the FBI, nor am I in favor of splitting up the FBI, nor am I in favor of using the Holman rule for the FBI director.
Compromised. Look, like I said, I have a specific reason I said it. Who's the squishiest Republican you can think of? Who's the biggest loser? Is it Lindsey Graham? Even Lindsey Graham said this.
I'm hoping that somebody at the FBI will call up the people involved and say, I wasn't responsible for it, but I'm sorry it happened to you. This is not the FBI we want. I'd like Garland to call people up and say, this is not the DOJ we want. We're sorry.
Okay, yeah, that's soft and pathetic and weak. But even Lindsey Graham didn't get to second base with Christopher Wray when he was interrogating him. Ken Buck practically grabbed Christopher Wray and pulled a Barack Obama on him. What other explanation is there? Again, I have no evidence. I have no inside sources. I don't know. I believe the system has a file on Ken Buck, and I believe Ken Buck is compromised, and he should be primaried out of his seat by the great people of Colorado, and they can in that district too. You can and should compromise Ken Buck. And let me just say this right now, because I believe he is compromised, any credible primary challenger to Ken Buck will have a forum on my show, and I will travel to Colorado to campaign for you against Ken Buck, because we cannot have compromised people on our side. Ken Buck and the file on him the FBI very clearly has must go away. So there's that. Now, let's talk about something that actually is kind of applicable to Ken Buck. Let's talk about Dome. Before we talk about Dome, let's talk about self-defense, though. Self-defense. I don't need to read you headlines anymore. You know them. You get up. You read them. This woman beaten. This dude jumped. It's become a society of violent crime. That's what it is. A society of violent crime. Because we have drug problems. We have mental health problems. Because these violent crooks are turned loose on purpose by these Soros prosecutors so they will go commit more crimes. So what do you do? What can the average person do? Well, you're on your own. Nobody's coming to save you. Go get a hero gun, please. It doesn't matter. I don't like guns. I'm not a gun guy. I'm not a gun girl. It's not a gun. It's non-lethal. Shoots pepper balls. The hero gun shoots pepper balls. The hero arrow shoots pepper gel. You don't even need a concealed carry permit. All you have to do is go to hero2020.com, code Jesse. State restrictions may apply.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and we are going to get to emails here, and we'll get to this last election before the bullets start flying talk from Mike Huckabee and things like that. I'm going to get to all that, but first I want to address Dome. She was asked an uncomfortable question about taking over for President Poopy Pants.
Questions about the president's age often go hand in hand with questions about how you would step in the role, you know, if necessary. Do you feel prepared for that possibility? And serving as vice president prepared you for that job?
Yes.
And how would you, you know, describe that process?
Well, first of all, I'm answering your hypothetical. Mm-hmm. But Joe Biden's going to be fine. Right. So that is not going to come to fruition. But let us also understand that every vice president, understands that when they take the oath, that they must be very clear about the responsibility they may have to take over the job of being president. I am no different.
Yeah, no, she's right. Sometimes it can be hard to swallow, but she did it. Now, we sometimes forget that President Mumbles, he's not doing that well physically. He's not. And Dome, she is just a heartbeat away from being president. Now, I think we all understand her domestic policy and how left-wing it would be. We understand her stances. Maybe you're up in the air. Maybe you don't know what her foreign policy would be. I think she laid it out pretty clearly right here.
I feel very strongly about the importance as a general matter of engaging in U.S. policy as it relates to foreign affairs in a way that we pay attention, of course, to the immediate concerns and threats if they exist, but that we also pay attention to 10, 20, 30 years down the line and what we are developing now that will be to the benefit of our country then.
Wow. Man, she's right. I thought she nailed that one. I thought she'd look not uncommon for her. I thought she nailed it. Let's get to some emails. You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Dear lifeguard Jesse, thank you for the riptide advice. I gave that out last night, which I could have used in 1989 when I was pulled under the ocean waves and almost drowned. Two male friends of mine came to my aid, but as they pulled me from my imminent death, they were both laughing hysterically. Our friend Margie stood on the beach, also laughing. My tube top had completely fallen off, but the joke was on them. Margie had a camera around her neck, but failed to take the picture. You think the joke was on them? I don't understand women sometimes. I'll tell you. I don't understand women. I forget how long ago it was. It was some time ago. The wife got hit on at a coffee shop. She was on her way home from doing some stupid hot chick workout, yoga, stupid stuff. And she's on her way. You know, she's all dolled up in the yoga stuff. And got hit on, or some dude was talking to her. She comes home. She's like, this guy was talking to me in front of me. And I said, yeah, he was hitting on you. She said, no, he wasn't. I just had my yoga stuff on. Yeah. Pugh, those yoga pants. Disgusting. Jesse, I saw the hat on the first. Okay, here we go. I wore a hat on Friday. I did not have the head shaved on Friday. I wore a hat because I hadn't showered and I looked greasy. So I put a hat on my head. Everyone knows a hat is the same as a shower. Anyway, the guy goes on to say, it's obvious you aren't used to wearing one. Lose the hat. With your forehead, you could sell ad space. That's not very nice. Take the cash and buy the night vision you want. The wife will be okay with it because of the humiliation you will go through. They love that. He says his name is Chris. I hate you guys. Jesse, if some blue states are threatening to take Trump off the ballot, then maybe red states could do the same. Texas, Florida, etc. Take Biden off the ballot, it would level the playing field. If the low-T GOP ever gets the courage to impeach Biden for everything he's done to include treason, they could make the case to remove Biden from the ballot. What say you, asking for a friend? His name is Michael. Okay. Well, I don't hate your idea. In fact, I love your idea. And we're going to get to, I actually have a really good story here about a GOP AG fighting back. We're going to get to that after we rip on Mike Huckabee a little bit here. But I would love it if the GOP would threaten that. Look, what the GOP should be doing right now is giving a press conference announcing their intention to remove Joe Biden from the ballot if Donald Trump is removed from the ballot. That's an easy press conference to have. Here's our press conference. If Donald Trump turns out to be the nominee and he is removed from even a single ballot in this country, then every GOP state legislature will immediately move to remove Joe Biden's name from the presidential ballot. That press conference should not be happening tomorrow, next week, 6 months from now when Trump's convicted of 8,000 crimes. That press conference should be happening now. Let them know right now, stop this communist or you will regret it. But let's go back to what you're saying. Do I like the idea? Well, of course I love the idea. What we lack is the guts to do it. The GOP, well, I should say, not we. The GOP lacks the guts to do it. Oh, I know you would do it in a heartbeat. I know you would. Of course you would. I would do it in a heartbeat. The GOP lacks the stones to fight back the way we need them to in the time we need them to do it. They need to be fighting like they're the third monkey on the ramp of the ark right now. But they're not. They're not doing anything. They're sitting and watching. It's pathetic. All right. Speaking of fighting, let's talk about bullets. We get to some more emails and a real nice win for us. Let's also talk about your towels. Towels are one of those underrated things in life because a shower is an underrated thing in life. But the shower is weird because the shower is wonderful, right? The warm water washing over you, sudsing up yourself, maybe singing in the shower. I'm not going to say I do it. I'm not going to say I don't. But I'm just saying maybe it happens. But then there's that period of time when you kill the shower before you get to your towel that's kind of miserable. You're a little cold. Oh, my gosh. And then the towel can be this lovely, warm, soft oasis, or it can be just this sandpaper piece of crap. You're just trying to get the water off you. Don't you want a towel oasis? That's the MyPillow six-piece towel set. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths. Normally it's $79.98. For a very limited time, you can get it for $39.99. You have to go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, and use the promo code Jesse. MyPillow.com, radio listener special square, promo code Jesse, or you can call them 800-845-0544.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is the Jesse Kelly Show. Josh Hawley not exactly giving Mitch McConnell a vote of confidence out here.
My home state of Missouri, I was asked everywhere I went about Senator McConnell before the most recent incident and then absolutely afterwards. And I mean everywhere I went. The Missouri State Fair, farmers meetings, business meetings. So my view is that 2024 is an awfully important election for Republicans. We should have taken back the Senate last year. We didn't. This is our shot to take it back, and I just hope we're going to be focused on that.
Did you worry that he's not the right person to bring you guys back to the majority?
Oh, absolutely.
Ouch. Oh, ouch. Speaking of senators, Lindsey Graham, he's not going to vote for another omnibus bill, guys.
We're going to take up a minibus next week. I'm all for a regular order, but I'm not for the government shutting down. So we're going to eventually need a CR. But we also will need a supplemental because of Hawaii and many other things. I just want to let the body know, from my point of view, I will not vote for an omnibus bill. I'm not ever going to do that again. So we need to be thinking about how this movie ends with a supplemental that will get bipartisan support to deal with the issues that our nation faces. So the idea of an omnibus in December is off the table for me. Thank you.
I thought it was probably important for me to explain this politician speak that they use all the time, which I hate. Now, let me explain something about me before I go forward here. Most of you are longtime listeners of the show. For those who are not longtime listeners of the show, I'm stupid. I'm uneducated. I got a 0.0 grade point average my first semester of college. In high school, I was in the bottom third of my graduating class. I am an uneducated idiot. All right? I do love to read, so I just consume books by the dozen, so that helps quite a bit. But it's also why I can't pronounce words, because I've never actually heard them. I've never been in a classroom, really. I just read books. That's what I enjoy. So you should know, I, as an uneducated white trash Kelly, I also have a bit of that kind of working man animosity towards college boys. Nothing against anyone who goes to college or graduating college. I have something majorly against people who intentionally use language they know other people won't use. And you see this all the time from people, especially people who freshly graduated college. They'll write 10 paragraphs. You can't understand 9 words in it. It drives me crazy. You know why? I think it's done selfishly to make you feel smart. And I also think it's done to make someone else feel stupid. And so I strive the best I can to never, ever do that about a subject that I happen to know something about. If I know something about something you don't know about, it's only because I've read about it and you haven't. It's not because I have any superior intelligence to you at all. So let's discuss the two differences in these things. So I think we have to prepare ourselves for what is probably going to be a pretty rocky September. He said he's not going to vote for an omnibus bill, although he said it weird. What did he say? Omnibus? It was odd the way he said it at the beginning. I got to play this again. What's he talking about?
We're going to take up a minibus next week.
A minibus? But anyway, an omnibus bill. You've heard of this before. What does omnibus mean? It means a bunch of things. Actually, the dictionary definition of it is containing or including many items. It's a several subject bill. Why do they do this out of Washington, D.C.? Because they're all incredibly evil and they're all incredibly corrupt, and they don't want you to ever be able to assign that evil or corruption to them individually when they run for re-election. So if I want to pass a bill, let's say I'm a member of Congress, it's me, Jewish producer Chris, producer Michael, we're all members of Congress, and I pass a bill and I decide I want to hand out a free puppy to everybody. It's Jesse Kelly's Free Puppy Act. And Chris steps in and said, whoa, hey, hold on. As long as we're passing a bill, why don't we give out free menorahs for everybody? Everyone wants a menorah, right? At least the Jewish people do. Free menorahs. Hey, Jesse, let's make that part of the bill, right? Hey, free menorahs for everybody. Michael jumps in and says, hey, I know what we want. Free hair supplements for everyone, so everyone can grow extra hair. That's what we want. So can we throw that? Soon, every member of Congress has thrown in some piece of crap that's specially for them, and they never get to be held accountable for the other things they voted on. So the bill comes up, Jesse Kelly's Free Puppy Act. Boop! Jesse Kelly votes yes. Well, I also voted for the free menorahs and the free hair supplements. So when my voters come up to me and say, Jesse, how could you vote to give out free menorahs? I'm not even Jewish. I say, listen, I love Jesus too. I'm glad to hear that. But listen, I had to vote for the free puppies. I had no choice. Didn't you want your free puppies? Free puppies. So they do these giant bills. Most of these trillion-dollar plus bills are omnibus bills. They're always the most crooked, corrupt bills, where they take every little issue, every little handout this congressman wants or this senator wants, and they throw it in the big bill, and then they all vote for it, and they all have plausible deniability for why they voted for it. Oh, I'm sorry, I voted for that, but I had to do this. Remember Mitch McConnell? Chris, grab this clip if you can find it. When they voted for that piece of crap it still steams. It's one of the most aggravating things I've ever seen passed. When we took back the House for the GOP, but the GOP hadn't been sworn in yet, and so they passed a gigantic over $1 trillion lame duck bill that funded every single Democrat thing. It was everything Democrats ever wanted. But of course, they tossed in some military funding in there, and you had swamp monster Mitch McConnell get up, and what did he tout in the bill?
Admittedly, I'm pretty proud of the fact that with a Democratic president, a Democratic House, and a Democratic Senate, we were able to achieve through this omnibus spending bill essentially all of our priorities.
Goes on to talk about the military, of course. So when someone comes up to Mitch and they say, hey, Mitch, you voted for this bill. How could you do that? It's solar panels and everything has to be gay now. And you voted that. And Mitch McConnell could say, well, I mean, we had to fund the military. Don't you support our troops? That's an omnibus bill, a bill containing a bunch of different things. Which brings me to what Lindsey Graham just said. Keep in mind, the Congress, they have to pass a bill allocating the money for the federal government. That is a requirement. It is a constitutional requirement by law. Congress, there's all this money. Hey, Congress, where do we send it? Where do we not send it? And that process begins now. We're a couple weeks away. If they don't have a bill passed, there'll be a government shutdown. I've already warned you, anti-communists, prep for disappointment. They're going to pass a temporary funding bill to get them through for another few months. This temporary bill will fund everything every Democrat in the country wants. It won't accomplish a single thing Republicans want. And Lindsey Graham is doing this thing that a lot of them are going to do. That's why I'm going to play it for you again. He's playing word games with you. I want us all to be ready when these word games come from our representative.
We're going to take up a minibus next week. I'm all for a regular order, but I'm not for the government shutting down. So we're going to eventually need a CR. But we also will need a supplemental because of Hawaii and many other things. I just want to let the body know, from my point of view, I will not vote for an omnibus bill. I'm not ever going to do that again. So we need to be thinking about how this movie ends with a supplemental that will get bipartisan support to deal with the issues that our nation faces.
A supplemental that will get bipartisan support. That's what I just told you about. That's the temporary funding bill that is coming. It's coming when my House representative caves and votes with them. But there's a little bit more to it than that, and I will explain in just a moment. Before I get to that, let's talk about supplementing our dog's health. Because our dog's health needs a supplement. They don't get nutrition in dog's food. I wish dogs did. I wish I could go back in time with all the dogs I've had and give them Rough Greens, but I can't do that, can I? I didn't know. We always got the best dog food we could afford, and it always said it right there on the packaging. This is special for this dog, a special this blend for this dog. Buy whatever you want. It's all dead. They kill everything in it. That's why dog food is brown. That's why it lasts for 8,000 years on the shelf. Unless you're giving your dog, pouring Rough Greens on your dog's food, unless you're pouring Rough Greens on your dog's food, your dog's not getting nutrition, period. Vitamins, minerals, digestive enzymes, probiotics, that's why they die so soon. That's why they go to the vet so often. That's why the coat gets dull and the breath gets bad and the joints go to crap and the digestive system goes. Start giving your dog Rough Greens. They give out free bags. All you pay for is the shipping, a free jumpstart trial bag. All you have to do is call 833-33-MY-DOG or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse.
I've got an animal inside of me.
Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. One final word on this before we get to the good news about a Republican AG. We're talking about elections and this is the last one ever and all these other things. But what are they talking about when they talk about a supplemental? Lindsey Graham can claim all he wants that he's against an omnibus bill. The Republicans who join with the communists to vote for the funding that they're about to vote for here in a couple weeks, there'll be a negotiating process, and the Republicans will do what they always do. They will send out fundraising emails claiming they're standing strong on this and standing strong on that. And then they'll join with the communists and they'll fund the government again. They won't defund the DOJ. They won't defund the FBI. They won't fund the border wall. They won't do these things. But they are going to fund everything Democrats want, just like they always do. Why are they doing that? Why does it always go this way? Well, we talked about it already. This is about the system membership card. Lindsey Graham, whenever he's done in the United States Senate, ruining everything for years. Oh, who am I kidding? He'll probably die there in the Senate one day, 40 years from now. But if he doesn't, if he retires, oh, don't think he's going to retire on a senator's pension. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Lindsey Graham is going to be well cared for by a system he has cared for years. He is going to make sure his system membership card is in excellent standing before he walks out the door. And I have a name I could name right now, and I'm not going to because it's a friend of a friend, so I'm going to abstain. But I'm thinking of a GOP senator who just recently retired in recent years, who actually had a really outstanding record on spending until right before he retired, signed on for a gigantic spending bill. And everybody turned around and they were flabbergasted. What? How could this lion of fiscal conservatism? Well, it's retirement time, baby. Time to update that system membership card. That's how it works. All right. Let's get to some emails before we get to Huckabee and the Georgia Republican AG doing something awesome, pretty exciting. We finally have some communists who might be in trouble. Let's do this really quickly first. Let's make sure we are taking care with our money. I saw credit card debt all-time high, defaulting on car loans, the highest it's been, I think they said, in two decades. Let's make sure we're taking our money and we're putting it someplace, not under a mattress, not in a mayonnaise jar. Let's make sure we're putting it in things we can touch and feel. I speak to you about real estate because I know for a fact there will never come a day where you call me and you say, Jesse, my goodness, how could you? You told me to invest in real estate and I bought this house and now it's worthless. A house is never worthless. It may go up and down in value, but a house will always have value. That's why you invest in things you can touch and feel. Well, how do you do that? I don't know. You don't know. Done For You Real Estate does know. They'll find you the properties. They'll find you in the best markets. They'll handle the closing, the financing, the insurance. They handle the rental process. What do? Sit back and collect checks. Go to doneforyoujesse.com and find out how. All right? doneforyoujesse.com. Do some emails. Oracle. You just read an email about how vast the Pacific Ocean is and it will be hard to determine where and what our giant fleet was going or doing. Our enemies don't need that anymore. All they need is the approval of a corrupted and bought and paid for president to just fly a balloon over the entirety of the United States. No need to hide a giant fleet of ships to gather information or spy. Spying is easy for our enemies now. I had a very, very, very disheartening conversation with somebody who is one of these Chinese experts. He is somebody who was born and raised in China. He knows China. He knows their mentality. He escaped their Communist Party, came here, loves America. And he's a friend, and we were just gabbing about things. And you've heard me tell you this story before, but I'll tell you again. He told me something. It was such a gut punch. I guess I maybe should have seen it coming, but it was such a gut punch. He said, you know what the Chinese... You know what they think about Americans? Not the regular people. I'm talking about the pieces of trash in their government. He said, you know what they think? They think Americans are cheap. That we can be bribed for not very much money or not very much at all. That's why they got Eric Swalwell, that Fang Fang, that honeypot they got Eric Swalwell on. Look, let's be frank. That chick's a six on a good day. Swalwell, what? You say higher, Chris? What do you say? Chris says 7. Michael calls her 3, 4, 5? 5? Are you not into Asian chicks, Michael? That's kind of weird. I thought everybody was. You're not into them at all? What? But yeah, I guess you... Okay, so look, that's an even better point. He said he is. He doesn't consider her a good one. A 6 on a good day. And a congressman who sits on the House Intel Committee went running into her hotel room with his jaw hanging on the floor and his tongue hanging out of his mouth. Joe Biden, when you look at how corrupt the Biden family is, and they're still digging into all this and exposing just how bad it really is with the corruption, when you look at it, it's really not that much money when you consider how much money they could spend Remember, China has more businesses. That Fortune 500, they have more companies in the top 10 than we do. They've got the billionaires we have, more. China's got plenty of money. They bought off the president of the United... Well, he was then vice president. They bought off the vice president of the United States of America for $5 million. Think how much it took to buy off that guy in Navy intelligence. You know, we just had those Navy intel guys busted for spying for China. Think how little it costs to gather intelligence on America now. And intelligence is everything. As we've talked about many times, and it doesn't matter the conflict, the intelligence gathering is everything. They don't know everything. They need someone to tell them what is where. Okay, this is a base here. What's on it? How many troops? Are there nukes there? Tanks there? What's on it? How many bases are in this state? What are the ranks there? Who's the commanding officer? See, these are basic things that we all think everybody knows, but they don't. You need intelligence to tell you these things. No, we've got these missiles here. No, we have this carrier group here, but they're actually going to be leaving on maneuvers on October 5th. They should return by November 5th. The enemy doesn't know until you tell him. Now think about what it means to have the president of the United States of America now be completely compromised. He knows all. The president of the United States of America has the highest level of classification there is. There is nobody with a higher security clearance than, well, this guy.
Hello, everybody. Let me explain to the press. I've been tested again today. I'm clear across the board. But they keep telling me because this has to be 10 days or something, I got to keep wearing it. But don't tell them I didn't have it on when I walked in.
Yeah. Pretty sobering reality, huh? All right, let's do some good news. And then we'll yell about this bullets talk. Next.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.